on the field for the Heisman.
I object to the word deserving.
You have to bring in off field. You have there, to.
No, I don't. Not when I said on the field, I don't have to bring anything else
okay,
in except
but in
for
the
on
Heisman,
the field.
There is a clause about character.
Understand that.
That's what, in the beginning of the year, you were talking about why you wouldn't vote for Johnny Manziel. And everyone was saying it was because of all of his off-field antics.
I didn't say I wouldn't vote
for him. I did, but I changed my mind. I've got him on my list.
All of your off-field.
See, so you're willing to wash your hands of all the nonsense and the off-field antics.
Justin,
but in this
totally
case,
totally different.
No, well, yeah, but you're okay, this is worse because those are things Johnny Manziel actually did. While none of them rose to the level of criminal, they were at least obnoxious and annoying. This rises to the level of criminal if he's in fact charged. He's not even been charged with a crime.
But his DNA's connected.
He had sex with her. There's no argument there. No question.
And 2 hours later, she was having a rape kit done.
Thousands of other quarterbacks.
This is why you don't have a Heisman vote.
Thousands of other quarterbacks have had sex with girls during their Heisman campaign and Heisman seasons. I'm going to guess that there was at least some heavy petting between A.J. McCarron and Catherine Webb last season. And this year, everybody wants to put him in the Heisman
it's
vote.
It's called consensual.
Yeah, well, according to him, this is too. You can't convict people in America until they're at least charged. Can we not even... I don't know how you convict him in the court of public opinion until he gets charged with a crime.
Is he currently under investigation?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
I don't know what that means, Wally. From a journalistic standpoint, you, of all people, should be unwilling to hold that against him until he is charged with a crime.
But how can you live with yourself if you give a man a Heisman Trophy and a week later, a year later,
I can live with it because
later.
They will rip it from him if he is convicted of a crime. They have done
they
it before
not.
And they will do Yes, they will.
No, they won't.
Okay, so you're telling me they took Reggie Bush's only because it was an NCAA violation
yep.
and not be Okay. I don't agree with that. I think they will rip it from him if he's a Does OJ still have his Heisman? And again, he was never convicted in criminal court. He was convicted in civil court.
And well, the he's, world.
He's in, or he lost he's, a civil case. Like
he's
he
in jail
convicted.
Now for armed robbery.
Yes, it's true. So if they ripped his, would you change your opinion?
I don't know if they did or not. If they
I don't think they did.
If the Heisman, which they're obviously not going to do, the vote's due next Monday, this coming Monday, would say if any of these, if our winner is charged with the crime within X number of years, put a statute of limitations on it, that would change my mind.
Yeah.
But it would be easier for me to wake up next week and say, gosh, I left him off and they've cleared him.
So, there's two debates going on. There's
then to vote him and then him be charged.
Okay. I would feel worse if he was denied an award that he deserved, that he earned, and then him not be charged, then him be charged, then vice versa. So, we're on opposite ends of that.
Right.
Bottom line is, I would vote him. He's the clear-cut winner. He's the clear-cut most deserving player as far as what he's done on the field.
Most dynamic player in college this year.
Yeah. And I could even make an argument that Manziel has been as good, and he certainly has had a lot less to work with. The other thing about Winston is all his numbers are skewed because the guy hasn't seen too many fourth quarters this year because his team is so dominant. He hasn't had to play. I mean, frankly, he probably could have sat at half in almost every game. There's like one game, I think, where they were challenged at halftime, and then they end up blowing him out.
Here's what I think happens. He just destroys Duke on national TV this weekend, and the voters go, I got to put him in.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's why I will not wait till this weekend to vote.
Yeah, well, I just look, it's America.
I never do because every year on championship weekend, there's somebody has a great game and they get in, their name gets in there and they take votes away from somebody.
I don't like the fact that we convict people in the court of public opinion before they are convicted in a court of law. That bothers me, but it is absolutely unacceptable and totally disgusting to me that we're convicting a guy that hasn't even been charged with a crime. That's what bothers me. And everybody says, well, she claims it. There has to be a crime there. I don't think so.
I agree with that statement.
I do lean towards there probably was a crime if somebody is charged because I generally trust in the fact that if they go to the trouble of bringing the charge and they investigate the crime and they bring charges, then typically there is something to it. They may be convicted of a lesser charge.
She was asked not to pursue this.
By whom?
By
the whole state of Florida.
No, one of the investigators back in March.
I've read a lot about this case. They claim, the investigators, that they didn't want to press charges. Her attorney claims they wanted to press charges the entire time, and the only time that they were not communicative with the investigator was when she was seeking counseling. So that's another he said, she said. So we got two he said, she said going with the same case.
So she went to counseling.
Yeah. Because, Wally, because she claims that she got raped does not mean she can prove it in a court of law.
I understand that.
There also may not be enough evidence for them to bring a charge. I'm not saying, now all this being said, He could absolutely be charged tomorrow, and he could absolutely be guilty. I am in no way sitting here defending Jameis Winston.
You'd still vote for him, wouldn't you?
No, I wouldn't. I'm not saying that he's not possibly guilty of this. That's absolutely a possibility. Some might argue a strong possibility. What I will say is, I will not sit here and act like I think he's guilty until he is, at the very minimum, charged with a crime. It's not the right thing to do.
He's under a cloud when the vote is due. He's under a cloud. He's being investigated.
A cloud is not enough for me to rip a Heisman from a kid that deserves it.
What do you feel like in your...
It's just one award.
I'll tell you another thing. If he was charged tomorrow and then they went to court and they didn't convict him, I would feel like a total schmuck. I would feel less like a schmuck than I would if I didn't vote for him, knowing in my heart that he is the most deserving guy and then he doesn't get charged. I'd feel worse in that case. But the point is, to not vote him when he hasn't been charged with a crime is un-American. It is un-American if in your heart you believe he's the best player. It is un-American not to vote for the kid if he's not charged with a crime. Let me take some calls. Tommy.
Hey, Wally, you're making it really hard, buddy, because I'm going to have to agree with Akers.
That's okay.
You know what? I just realized I'm wrong probably now.
But, no, when I was a teenager, I got charged with a crime not nearly as heinous as what they're accusing, you know, Jameis with. But I was later exonerated, got my record or that whole thing expunged, and it all got thrown, blah, blah, blah. But every job interview I've ever went to and every application I filled out, I had to say, have you been charged with something? And I've had to admit to that. And that's just a red flag right there to people. And you can't go around saying, well, so-and-so said this, and so-and-so said that, and he said, she said. And I'm not saying the guy is not guilty, Wally, but all I'm saying is, I agree with Akery. Number one, if he gets charged, that's one thing. Number two, he's exonerated. Yeah, it's something that's going to follow him around for the rest of his life, no matter what. And I understand your Super Bowl thought about if that happens, nobody will remember it. Oh, yeah, they will, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they will. And that will follow him around for the rest of his life because he might or might have not done something. But in the court of law in America, he will be proven innocent until guilty.
Here's the other thing, too, Tommy, is that the Ray Lewis thing sticks with him today. There are people that listen to the
show,
and still anytime Ray Lewis's name comes up, well, you know, he's a murderer. Well, no, he isn't. They trumped up some BS charges. And admittedly, two people were killed that shouldn't be dead. But he didn't have anything to do. Well,
He wasn't responsible for it, is my point.
And I
totally agree, but you're making my point, Justin, because when I think of Ray Lewis, I don't think Super Bowl MVP, I don't think Ravens, I think, you know, murder, whether right or wrong.
Right.
And that's going to stick with him for the rest of his life, whether he's innocent or not.
Right.
And it doesn't matter. If he's convicted, yes, that's fine. But if he's not, you can't. You can't sway the public opinion, and that will carry with him for the rest of his life. Great show, guys.
Thanks,
and
Tommy.
All the good work.
Appreciate it. And the thing is, again, I understand the Heisman versus a rape case is trivial. I will go back to that. I've said that repeatedly. So don't misunderstand. I'm not in any way saying that the outcome of the rape case is in any way less important than the Heisman. However, you are impacting negatively a kid's life, potentially, in a way that can never be fixed. And it's not the same as if it's just a guy on the street that gets charged with rape and then they come back and say, okay, there's no charges. Or they come back and say, hey, you're proven not guilty in court. This kid's life is going to be impacted financially, reputation-wise. It's all going to be impacted.
And doesn't it matter whether he wins a Heisman or not.
It does. Having a Heisman Trophy with your name, we'd have to talk to Christy Dosh or somebody to know, what does a Heisman Trophy mean financially to somebody? But it's got to have some kind of financial impact for an individual, right?
Not much anymore.
You don't think so?
No, there's so many trophies now. There's the Outland. There's so many different trophies.
The Heisman is still the trophy. Nobody sits here and argues about whether or not this guy should be up for the Outland.
Okay, but what does it go to?
They say in PGA Tour, if you win a major, it's equivalent to $1 million minimum of endorsement.
I don't know what the Heisman's worth, but it may be $5. It may be $1 million. I don't know, but there's a number.
Do you not think, though, if this guy, James Winston, if he is innocent, don't you think he would have said, hold on, folks, I want this investigated now, not after this is over. If he is, in fact, truly innocent and he didn't want this to cloud his...
He would have asked last December.
He would have said, listen, I want this taken care of now, not next week, not when this voting is done. I want it now because this is my name and this is a trophy that could matter for the rest of my life.
No, because an investigator never even came to him. They never even approached him
exactly.
until this all came back up again. He was never even approached. So how is he supposed to say that? And I guarantee you now the university's going, don't comment. Same thing that the investigator should have done, not commented. Same thing her attorney should have done, not commented. Ongoing investigation, all this stuff was leaked out. This happened, that happened, there's DNA evidence.
It wasn't leaked. They had press conferences.
Well, after it was leaked, Wally, the information about his DNA being at the scene was leaked. That stuff should have come out after an indictment, not now.
He didn't know, like, the day after she tried to press charges against him? He knew when she
didn't try to press charges because it never got to that point. The investigators said, they called months later and said, where are we with this? When are you going to interview him? And they said, we don't want to interview him. We don't want to raise suspicion, which I don't know what that meant. That's what they said. That's what her attorney says the investigator told her. Again,
so
let's not lose.
He didn't know anything about this. He didn't even know that this chick had.
I'm sure he had heard through the grapevine, but as far as talking to an investigator, it doesn't become real if you're accused of something until an investigator comes to your door and goes, Mr. Winston, we need to have a conversation. That never happened. That's their fault. Somebody's head's going to roll over this, I promise you. Todd.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. Hey, Wallace, you mentioned you have... I'm going to tell you something. I have 3 daughters at home, the oldest being 16. And I listen to this show quite a bit off and on, but I don't know the young lady's name. I know she's on your show, but she mentioned that shouldn't he have known not put himself in this situation. I have a 16-year-old, my oldest, and she knows better what situations to get into and what not. If you walk into a boy's room at 12 or 1 o'clock in the morning or at night, and you know you don't do those things. You don't go to a bedroom. You don't put yourself in certain positions for even something to even possibly even happen to you. I think the woman should hold a burden. In this society, we don't believe that. We believe if the woman always raped, it has to be true. I don't agree with that. I think, I remember long years ago, and Wally, I'm about probably as old as you are, but when the Women's Lib came and women didn't have as many rights and all that kind of thing, and now things are just the opposite now. They've gone to one extreme to the next where women's voices weren't heard, and now when they're heard, we automatically want to throw somebody on the bus just because the woman says something. And let me add one more point. I was down at Houston State, played football down there in the 80s, and there was an incident that happened with a young lady, and I was not a part of, but I saw it. And she was there doing it willingly. I left the particular room where they were doing what they were doing, and a day later, because people were dogging her and the football players were dogging her, she pressed charges. So all I'm saying is I'm not going to say he did it or didn't do, but until we have proof or that we know, we can't throw this kid underneath the bus and say you don't deserve to have a trophy, the Heisman to begin with. I think he should be proven guilty of a crime first before we make that decision.
Appreciate the call, Todd. Thank you.
Thank you.
There's another term that comes to my mind on all this.
Okay.
Predator.
Why is that?
If he preyed on her, I don't like him.
Okay, well, like you said, I mean, I'm going to guess there was probably alcohol involved. She probably went back to his room, and I'm assuming she didn't go back there thinking they were going to play tiddlywinks. Regardless, if she says no any place along the way,
exactly,
he's absolutely guilty. But again, we don't know what went on in that room. We won't know until there are actually charges filed in a court case that is held.
I hope Todd and his 16-year-old daughter, I hope if she ever does go in that room, that may be a bad decision, but I hope no matter how far she gets in that decision, if at any point in time she says, hold the phone, this isn't really what I want, I know she knows that, yeah, I probably put myself in the wrong position. I think there's a lot of us who probably put ourselves in positions that were like, this is probably the wrong decision. But now that I'm here, I can still say no. And
sure,
I hope that he knows that his 16-year-old daughter, even if she does put herself in a position that she shouldn't be in, at least she can say no at some point in time and be respected.
I 100% agree with you. There is no doubt about it. And I think there are probably plenty of guys listening that have been in that position and gotten down to third base and thought they were heading for home and they were held up.
Exactly.
They got the sign to hold up at third, and they honored that hold up
exactly
sign because that's the right thing to do.
Yeah, but there's something about being a freshman. You're 18. This will never happen to me. This is what the girl thinks. I'm a grown up. This won't happen to me.
We have to be careful is all I'm saying. Until he's charged, I think it's un-American to hold anything against the kid. The fact, 99% of the time...
Un-American.
It is. I think it's un-American. If you believe in the Constitution, you believe innocent until proven guilty. How about innocent at least?
I gave 3 years, 7 months, 17 days, 2 hours and 20 minutes to this country. There's nothing un-American about me or how I vote on the Heisman.
I'm not saying you're un-American. I'm saying it's un-American to convict a kid that hasn't been charged with a crime. You can commit him in the... I don't even care if you convict him in the court of public opinion after he's charged with the crime. But can we at least get to that point? And again, Tallahassee, you're responsible. This should have been handled.
Absolutely.
You
correct.
Should have expedited it knowing it happened back in December for his benefit, for her benefit, and for your benefit because as an investigator, you dropped the freaking ball repeatedly.
And they got
absolutely.
The world watching them.
Thank you. Thank you for your service, Wally. Speaking of service, how about some great TV service from our friends at Southern?